Hello and welcome to the Martial Arts Teaching Tactics Podcast. I'm Chris Kent, and I'm joining Chris Bean. Hello, Mr. Bean.
Hello, sir.
Sir, it's nice to be back.
Yes, sir.
What brings us here today?
Well, it's late August, mid-August, I guess, it's as we're recording this right now, it's the 18th of August. And we have, in September, National Martial Arts Appreciation Month that's happening. And I want this year's Martial Arts Appreciation Month to be a big celebration amongst all practitioners of any walk or style or area, to have this type of exposure for their school, but also for the community as a whole of martial arts. And I think that this type of some of the ideas that we are going to talk about today or share today, I think will be very beneficial for schools and school owners, and again for martial arts as a whole, to help to grow that community, despite whatever art or style it is that you train in.
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you've listened to our podcast before, we've mentioned the Martial Arts Appreciation Month and what it can mean for us. But like you said, I think now we really want to kind of dive into it and see if we can make it a big deal, because we want to be able to express, number one, our appreciation for the martial arts, but then really kind of celebrate it in a way. And like you said, maybe cross borders between different arts and different styles and different schools and whatnot, and just really give back in a kind of special way to what the martial arts has given to us. And so, let's just kind of go through some of the things that we plan to do at our martial arts school, and some ways that we can celebrate that. You know, first of all, to start off, I know that us instructors, our teaching staff, we're going to do a quick interview with each person, kind of a video talking about how we got into martial arts, why martial arts is important to us, what it has done for us, and things in our life that we think are benefiting or have benefited from martial arts. And we're going to kind of release that to our student body, parents, students, anybody who might be following us online, just to kind of give a little backstory to us as instructors and what brought us in and what keeps us in the martial arts. And I think that, number one, will be a good exercise for our teaching staff. We kind of did that in the very first episode of this podcast. But, it's a good exercise for us to remember how we got into it and why we're into it. But then other people can also see that it's not just, hey, I'm doing this because it makes me look cool. There's substance, and there's meaning, and there's things behind why we started and why we continue to do martial arts. So I'm excited to get those videos made and put out to see other people's stories and what martial arts means to them.
Yeah. And you know, part of that is a call to action for our students to shoot a video for themselves. And then of course they can tag us, so we get to see that, but then they're also going to use the hashtag Martial Arts Appreciation. And so if that sounds like something that would be useful for your school to have that kind of, I mean, think of if you did this and then you were able to get your students to all shoot videos about why martial arts is important to them, or why they appreciate martial arts, and they're tagging your school in this. Those are all up on social media. Everybody's on social media. That's a wonderful way to market and advertise. Not that that's what this is about, but to grow the awareness of martial arts. And that's a wonderful way to do that. So again, the hashtag, and we'll try to put the hashtag into the description for this, but it's hashtag Martial Arts Appreciation. And again, you can use that, and that can kind of be the signal that will, the bat signal that pulls everybody together, and so that we can really, as a martial arts community, appreciate the martial arts, and again, to help to grow the martial arts.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I know, on top of that, speaking of appreciating the martial arts, something that we plan to do in our school is put out a few articles or blog post type situations, maybe even shoot some videos of what it ends up looking like. But we're going to go over the history and some of the key practices or important foundations of, you know, the different arts, the different styles that make up our particular school, the different things that we study and then we implement into our training. You know, some of the history of Tung Shu Do, some of the history of different arts that we do and things that we incorporate to kind of, you know, again, appreciate the martial arts, how far it's come, where it's come from, and maybe even some of the key players into making those things popular and to bringing them to us. And, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, and there's some things that I don't even know. I don't know where this came from. I don't know why we do what we do. So I'm excited for that as well, to kind of dive into the history and the importance and the meaning behind the things that we've been practicing for so long.
Yeah, and you know, kind of to piggyback on that, the mat chats that we do during the month of September are going to be kind of in line with that. So we are going to kind of present, probably sometimes for some of our students for the first time, people like Chuck Norris, and give a rundown and a brief lesson about who he is. Bruce Lee, again, brief rundown about who he is. Gichin Funakoshi, again, the kind of historical people in martial arts that help to promote martial arts as a way to improve somebody's life. And, you know, if you think about that as the standard, you know, again, you have people like Bruce Lee and Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris that popularized that. But then of course, without Gichin Funakoshi, most of us, especially in the States, wouldn't be practicing martial arts, because he was, as I understand it, foundational in getting martial arts into the Japanese school system, which then was able to really open up the world to what martial arts could be. And so sharing some of those things with our students while they're there through social media, and while they're there in school on the mat, sharing those things with them, getting them to learn those things, I think is really important as far as letting them know that there's more to this thing that they're doing besides what they see inside the walls of our school.
Yeah, there's more to the thing, but there's also many different ways to do the thing. And so I know also we're going to invite in some guest instructors, some friends of Professor Brummett's, or people that we've met throughout our own martial arts journeys, to come in and run seminars and teach us things that we don't get to see all the time, from different styles, different arts, different perspectives. And so that's also a great way to help expand your awareness of martial arts, rather than just the one school you're in. And so we're going to have those people come in and join us. And, you know, I think at any point in time, or especially if you've been training for a long time, I think the desire and the incentive to see what else is out there grows. And so, you know, I think it can be a great way to help you, again, to raise awareness within your students, but then also draw maybe the other person's students in, or people from the outside can come in and see, and really just bring attention to that and be able to appreciate it, not just what you're used to, but a different perspective, a different side of martial arts as well. So
again, another one, and this one was actually your idea, was to have a movie night where we're going to get a projector and project a martial arts movie up on the wall for all the students to be able to watch. And I think that'll be a great time just to kind of not relax and kick back, but kind of just relax and hang out with our martial arts family, with our students, and for them to be able to make those connections with other students that may be in their class or maybe in different classes, maybe people they know from school that didn't even know go to the same school, and they can connect that way. So, but what a great idea. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, it's building the community there and realizing that's not just you in your hour-long class or you and the students you've seen forever. There's so much more to that. And martial arts doesn't have to just be somewhere you go however many times a week, twice a week, three times a week, once a week, whatever it is. You can actually, you know, develop relationships and friendships. And there's a whole community that's right within the doors of your studio that maybe you don't see, or maybe you haven't quite been in touch with. So hopefully that event will bring us together. And, you know, we'll have some other events, you know, game nights or event nights or you know, different other things we can do to build that community within our student body. Or hopefully they bring their friends and bring new people in to come experience the martial arts and to kind of find out that they, you know, they can benefit a lot from it, more than just having fun and the different things it can bring to them. So, you know, I think that's, is there anything else off the top of your head we plan on doing?
Yeah, I mean that all comes together at the very end of the month, and we did this last year as well, and it was a huge success, and so we're doing it a little bit bigger this year, where in the last week of the month we have Buddy Week, and so any student on any class can bring a friend, and in fact can bring up to two friends to their class, and during those classes we teach not necessarily curriculum based or anything they have to test on for that next grading cycle, but rather they're just going to have a seminar where the instructors are going to get to share some information with the students that are students and then their friends. And so everybody kind of is on one kind of even playing ground where it's nothing too advanced or otherwise, and everybody gets to do that. And this year we actually went out and got sponsors to get t-shirts made up for Martial Arts Appreciation, and the student gets a t-shirt and each of their friends get a t-shirt as well to help to present and promote that Martial Arts Appreciation across, not just again for our students, but everybody gets a shirt. So they're wearing those shirts. It's out in the public. And again, raising the awareness of martial arts in your community, whether that's on social media, whether that's somebody's out wearing a Martial Arts Appreciation shirt, or you have your students with your logo on your shirt, and you have those guys out at the grocery store or whatever, and they say, oh, martial arts. Yeah, that's kind of, just to have that spark for somebody, I think, again, to increase the awareness, it really is kind of the importance of Martial Arts Appreciation, is to expand the community of martial arts. And without that expansion of martial arts, the people who do it, and then when they're gone, it's gone. And we don't want other future generations to miss out on the things that we have benefited from through the martial arts, just because we didn't do our duty, our job, whatever, about sharing that with other people, whether that be through teaching, whether that be through talking to people about it, or whatever it may be. But bringing that awareness of the martial arts to the community that you live in, I think is the key factor to that.
Yes, sir. And that's why we're here right now. We wanted to extend these ideas to you and remind you of Martial Arts Appreciation, and to encourage you to implement it in your own way at your school. And even beyond that, we want to know what you're going to do. If you have any other ideas, or we also want to see what it looks like to have your school filled with students and students' friends, or you're running an event, or you have the t-shirts that the people are out supporting your school and your studio. So again, we wanted to hop on here and let you know about it, let you know what we're doing. But we really, really want to know, in the effort to expand our own little martial arts world and appreciate the martial arts and bring more awareness to it, what you guys are up to, what you guys plan on doing with it. So you know where to find us on all the socials. You're here listening to this, so hopefully you're a diehard fan because you love martial arts like we do. Either way, let us know. We want to see what you're doing, if you have any other ideas that we can implement in our own. But we really want to use this as a driving force to build community, build awareness, and really just appreciate the martial arts and give back to it in ways that we don't necessarily always think of, considering everything it's given to us.
Yes, sir. Until next time.